Boy, that last act was a pep, wasn't it?
Certainly was.
Certainly was.
Now, soaks, I mean folks.
Is that the manager?
Oh, that's the master of ceremonies.
We're gathered here together to do honor to some of the best amateur talent of our county. And I may say that some of the talent has come from as far as New Jersey. The next item on the program is to be an imitation of an old player piano and other novelties by Happy Harry.
Mental exercise. Why is an old maid like a green tomato?
Why that? Oh.
Little boy in the first row, can you answer that? Well, I'll have to tell you. Because it's hard to mate her. Get it?
By the dirty so-and-so, he stole our gag.
Say, he must have been a fella that was in the next room to us.
I'll bet you he was.
Just a moment, please, folks. Just a moment, please. I'm sure we'd all be more than glad to have Happy Harry stay and entertain us all evening. But we have several other treats in store. The next is a local Caruso that I'm sure we all know. Mr. G. Hassingway Potts, who will sing the prisoner's song.
He's terrible.
Yes, yes, but nevertheless, Mr. G. Hassingway Potts will render the prisoner's song.
Oh, if I had the wings of an angel.
Does that bring back memories?
Yeah, it certainly does. Of the police station in Hagerstown.
Oh, don't mention it.
I wish I had someone to live.
He's got a beautiful voice, though, hasn't he?
Elizabeth can sing better than that.
You're always comparing Everton to her.
I can't help it. She's got such a beautiful voice.
Now, if I had the wings of an angel.
Oh, yeah.
What makes him shake so when he sings?
Maybe he's trying to breathe.
I would fly. I would fly to the arms of my poor darling. And there I would be willing to die.
Very, very lovely. I'm sure we all enjoyed Mr. Potts' rendition. Now, the next item on the program are two boys who have come all the way from Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Oh, boy, that's us.
Yeah, Jimmy, here we go.
Mr. Robert Armstrong and Mr. Jimmy Gleason, who are traveling the country with mirth and merriment. They tell me their act's funny. We'll see.
Come on.
Look at the ears on him.
Come on, walk out. How are you, Bob? Go ahead, go ahead. How are you, Bob? We got a goat down at our house without any nose. Go on, go on.
Well, without any nose? Why? How does he smell?
Terrible.
What's the matter, Jimmy?
It's all right, it's all right. They didn't hear me, maybe. I don't think I'll tell it over for them, though. Say, Bob, will you tell me when is a door not a door?
I don't know, Jimmy. When is a door not a door?
When it's ajar. That's all right. That's all right. Go ahead. You tell your gag, Robbie.
What?
Tell your gag.
Well,
smile.
What?
Smile, Robbie.
Why? Why is an old maid like a green tomato?
No. He told that one.
Because it's hard to mate her.
I bet that's the guy that roomed next to us last night.
Now that will be all.
But we got a lot of gags we ain't finished.
Well, we've got a long program.
Yeah, but what about the 50 bucks?
Yeah, what about the 50 bucks?
Yes, well, we've decided to give that to one of the other performers.
What?
I'm sure the citizens of Altoona appreciate your act. You'll find the stage door right over there.
What?
Well, Robbie, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I got you into this. It's cost us a lot of dough out of that $2,000 we're going to raise. It was all my fault, and I'm sorry. I guess maybe you better get yourself another partner.
Oh, no, Jimmy. Gee, you shouldn't ought to feel like that.
Well, I don't think I'm much good, Bob.
Oh, it was me, Jimmy. I couldn't think of anything to say out there on
it. It wasn't your fault at all. I never should have gotten you into this.
Oh, Jimmy, you were swell out there on the stage, only I was so scared. I shouldn't ought to try it.
I'll tell you what you do, Bob. You take the car and the stuff, and I'll stay here, and I'll try to get a little work and some dough and get myself back to Elizabeth. And you look for another partner, a guy that won't go dragging into nothing like this.
Oh, gee. What's the issue of talking like that, Jimmy? I wouldn't get no place going off all by myself like that. Gee, you wasn't to blame. It was me. It was me what balled it all up.
No, it wasn't neither. It was me. I never should have got started it. It ain't our racket anyway. We never should ought to try nothing that ain't our racket.
Well, that's right. But, gee, we didn't lose so much. It's only that them folks laughing like that. It wasn't the right kind of laughing.
Well, it's all right for you to say that and try to make some excuses for me, but it was my fault. I was too fresh. I was too smart. I knew it all.
Oh, gee, don't talk like that, Jimmy.
Well, that's right, Bob, just the same.
Well, look, let's just forget it and go and get in a car. It's awful dark here in this alley. Let's just go and get in a car and drive away.
Well, where we go, you mean keep right on where we're going?
Why, certainly. Let's just forget all about this. This could happen to anybody.
And you ain't sore, Robbie?
Why, certainly I ain't sore.
Well, you're all right.
Well, gee, what is...
You're all right, Robbie.
I wouldn't be sure at that.
Well, you got my word for it. I ain't never gonna drag into nothing like this again. I promise you that.
Oh, that's all right, Jimmy. It was my fault.
Well, don't keep saying that. It wasn't. It was mine. The is theater. The ain't theater. That's what it is.
It certainly is. Ain't.